Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now. Doctor, doctor, I'm screaming
Bill Morgan in for Pam Cook on Canton's Morning News on this Wednesday, and that time of the week when we talk healthcare with Dr. Stan Anderson. And Dr. Stan, you've got a great subject of topics to dive into today. However, one of the things I like to ask you from time to time when I'm pinch hitting for Pam is, how are you always so awake? It's coming up in the early morning hours, and you are awake, you're peppy. Give us some insight on that, Dr. Stan.
Well, Bill, it's great to talk to you. Good morning. Good morning. The short answer is it's how I'm wired. But I do love coffee. My amazing staff, Shannon, gave me some maple bacon coffee that I am drinking this morning, and I got to tell you, it is amazing. So thank you to Shannon, my nurse. She's amazing.
Well, it is National Coffee Day, Dr. Stan, so there's that to consider. Tell us a little bit about what some people would consider maybe medical myths. Chicken soup, is it good for colds?
Yeah, so what's kind of interesting, this dates back to almost 1,000 years. Moses Maimonides, who was a Jewish physician located in Spain, he ended up noticing that the children who drank chicken noodle soup and chicken soup, they seemed to get better a little bit quicker than the children who didn't. So in recent days, we've kind of started to look, all right, what are the real benefits of it? And the short answer is sipping warm liquids. So soup specifically, it warms the nasal passages, and it helps you clear out the mucus. The other thing is that when you drink hot liquids, it slows the attack of white blood cell abnormalities, so it actually speeds the way in which your system ends up getting rid of things. It decreases inflammation to the places where you feel the most pressure. And if you're dehydrated, it makes your system harder to get rid of the infection, so it helps you with dehydration. And then finally, chicken soup, it's packed with nutrients, and it specifically has zinc and vitamin A. And so therefore, because of the zinc and the vitamin A, it does boost the immune system and helps body tissue to recover. So does chicken soup help with getting over a cold? Short answer is yes.
Dr. Stan, one of the things my mom always tried to, snow me over on, and you'll tell me whether or not it was a snow job. Growing up in Columbus, she used to say to me during the winter months, don't go outside with wet hair. You'll get a cold. Yes or no?
Well, sort of. So this is one that, all moms tell their kids, and the kids that need to be told the most tend to be their boys. So, it's kind of a sort of, and it's because the lower temperatures weaken our immune system. So during the cold months, so in the winter months, lower humidity dries out our skin, eyes, lungs, and mucous membranes, all of which lower our defenses to viruses. So the other thing is that during the cold months, rhinovirus, coronavirus, are going to thrive more in colder temperature. So they're able to multiply, they survive better. And so the other thing is you get a cold from a virus, but being cold increases the likelihood that your resistance will be decreased. So while cold weather doesn't make you sick, it can leave your immune system struggling to maintain its defenses. So the answer is sort of.
Healthcare today with Dr. Stan from Jackson Family Practice. Here's another one that my mom was all over me about, and unfortunately, I continue this into adulthood. Cracking knuckles leads to arthritis. My mom used to crack me with a ruler whenever she would catch me cracking my knuckles.
Well, this doesn't have an inch of truth to it. So this is not true. You were fine. You do not need to worry about getting arthritis because of cracking your knuckles. So, and when you think about it, when you're cracking the knuckles, what are you actually doing? You end up stretching the joint capsule, which causes a rapid release of gas. So the popping you hear is the sound of nitrogen bubbles bursting. It normally takes about 20 minutes before nitrogen bubbles can reform in the fluid, at which point you can then crack them again. So the short answer is, you go ahead and crack to your heart's content. You have nothing to worry about.
If my mom is listening this morning on WHBC.com out in Wichita, Kansas, there, Mom, Dr. Stan said it's not so. And can carrots give you better vision?
So this is kind of a rumor that started from the British Air Force. So the answer is, sort of, but not the way you think. So the British Air Force started a rumor that carrot-heavy diet gave their pilots the ability to see better at night during World War II. And they hid the fact, the reason that they said that, was they were using radar for the first time. And so carrots don't give you 20/20 vision. They don't give you night vision. However, there is a little bit of scientific basis behind it. Carrots have beta carotene, which the body converts to a form of vitamin A called retinol, and the molecule is critical for normal vision. So you can get it through a normal diet. Consuming more of it is not going to be dangerous. So having said that, beta carotene can help in cases of age-related vision problems called macular degeneration, which is actually the leading cause of blindness in people over the age of 55. So yes, carrots do boost components that are good for vision. They specifically help to prevent or treat macular degeneration, but eating large quantities of them won't make your eyesight better and certainly won't make you see in the dark.
Dr. Stan on 1480 WHBC, and Dr. Stan, in the minute or so we have remaining, whether we're talking about stories that have been passed along for generations like we have so far, to a very important question today. What to do if you are diagnosed with COVID? How do you take care of yourself while that's going on?
Yeah, so right now, thank you. That's one of the most valuable points. Right now, if you get diagnosed with COVID and you call your primary care, they're going to basically say there's not a whole lot we can do for you. However, if you have a risk factor for a complication, age over the age of 50, if you're overweight or struggle with a condition called obesity, or if you have serious medical problems, diabetes, asthma, then your primary care provider can send you to go get Regeneron, which is the IV infusion. It takes about half an hour of basically, it's the antibody. So you can get that. And if you have a risk factor, then your primary care provider can set that up. On the home front, the thing to do, and this is vital, and this is relatively new information, everybody who gets COVID should be taking 5,000 IUs of vitamin D, because you need to get your vitamin D level up. 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C and zinc, 50 milligrams, and they need to be taking an aspirin for 5 months. So the short answer is take vitamin D, 50,000, take vitamin C, 3,000, and take zinc, 50 milligrams, and take an aspirin every day. Those are the critical things. So D, C, zinc, and aspirin.
Dr. Stan, as always, WHBC thanks you, and enjoy your maple bacon coffee today.
Well, thank you. Great to talk to you.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.